Our first morning in New York City, before anyone else in the family had shown signs of life, I was up, surveying the situation. In bare feet and pajamas, mug of coffee in hand, I stood in the open doorway of our new apartment, wondering if you even use a doormat in a carpeted hallway. When I heard a creak down the hall, I ducked back inside before a man heading out with a pug under one arm and a newspaper under the other could spot me in my sleepwear. The left side of the small living room, opposite the north-facing windows that overlooked a beige brick building, was a wall of boxes. I found one that was especially well-labeled. Open first, and began unpacking towels, stuffed animals, lamps, school supplies, and toilet paper, so we would have the essentials right from the start. Before going to bed the night before, I had unpacked a coffee maker, mugs, and cereal bowls. I had a hammer and nails handy so that I could hang pictures, along with a baggie of magnets to clutter up the refrigerator. The Jawbone speaker was on the kitchen counter, ready to play pop music to get my kids in a chipper mood for their first day as New Yorkers. Above all, I wanted everyone to feel at home, in spite of the upheaval. One needs a doormat, for example. Or so I thought. Standing in the living room that morning, with the doormat still rolled up, I had a suspicion that the universe was scoffing at me and my futile attempts to settle in. But I didn't let that dampen my mood. I was finally getting the chance to live in Manhattan. As soon as I heard voices coming from the kids' rooms, I went old school and turned on the Beastie Boys' Body Movin'. But before we could get some action from the back section, the doorman called up with a noise complaint. The new refrigerator was wood-paneled and non-magnetic, a barren expanse, and the box I'd carefully labeled fragile. Wine glasses made a sound like a package of Legos when I went to open it. Our furniture seemed confused and uneasy to be sitting 13 stories in the air. I couldn't shake the worry that it was all too heavy and eventually the floors would give way, sending couches, beds, book boxes, and the upright piano through the ceilings until finally all of our possessions landed in the lobby. Our cat, Jasper, was hiding in a closet behind our GE Spacemaker stacked washer-dryer. My children were cranky and nervous about starting school the next week, and my husband was stressed about his new job. I took a deep breath and continued unpacking.